Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB in Freeport, New York, and live streaming on the web at am1240wgbb.com. And I have with me in the studio someone who's not from the neighborhood. He's from all the way on the other coast, not just California, but he lives in a very special and unusual place called Swanktown. And if you've never been there, if you don't know what it is, well, you maybe can think a little bit of the Rat Pack or Sinatra or 1940s noir movies, but I can't really explain it as well as this fella can. His name is Jeffrey Tozer, and he's got a couple of CDs out, and he's going to tell us all about what it is to be in Swanktown. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good evening, cats and kittens. Good to see you all.
All right. Do you even know where that phrase came from, when people started calling each other cool cats and jazzbo terms like that?
Cool cats, cool kitty. No, I don't know where it came from. I don't even know where cool came from.
Yeah, actually.
I know where In the Groove came from.
Where did that come from?
When they cut records.
Oh, cool.
When it was an actual groove, when the needle was cutting through the wax and making a groove, it was In the Groove. It was like in the music, right in the center of where things were happening.
I dig that. That's I wonder what people said when there was in 8-track tapes. It's like, I'm in the fuzz. Like that little fuzzy part where the thing had to pass over.
Well, now,
I'm in the fuzz tonight, yeah.
I'm in the fuzz. And now they have to say, I'm in the band. I'm in the broad band. I'm in the narrow band.
The ditch. I'm doing the ditch.
I'm digging, baby.
But what is Swanktown? Give us a little taste of what...
Swanktown. Swanktown is that incredibly small yet astonishingly peculiar part of your imagination where you can hear a little tiny voice that says everything is possible at any time. Anything could happen at any time.
Okay.
Swanktown, we like to say that you can talk to the dead, but you got to pick up the phone when they call.
Okay.
That's kind of our main point.
And were you doing music before the concept, the image of this sort of senior swanky thing came along?
Oh, yeah. I was, I've been a lounge singer for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Started in New York and moved to L.A. about 15 years ago. And then kind of found my way into the cabaret scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been singing in lounges for a long time. And Swanktown is just an idea that kind of came along over the last, I'd say, about 2 years, and developing the characters and the stories and the songs, and so.
And did you really realize that your voice fit this particular kind of singing, this particular style?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's developed over time. I think I've kind of like grown into it myself, and kind of tried to, you know, get down a little deeper into the fuzz, into the groove, and in that kind of swingy, swanky, swank music kind of vibe, you know.
So if you do your own original compositions,
mm-hmm.
but if you were to define swank in terms of compositions people would know by other folks.
I think the first lady of swank would be Lady is the Tramp.
Lady
is the Tramp, Rodgers and Hart. Johnny Mercer songs would be right down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Porter songs would be right down Main Street. Duke Ellington stuff. Little Warren Zevon, Little Elvis Costello,
WC, Bach,
Bette Midler.
Okay.
You kind of mix these all together, and somehow you get this swank. It's kind
WC
of a jazz blues thing.
WC was the king of swank, I think. Yeah.
WC, he was the precursor of swank. He did it. He did the cleanest swank there was.
He did.
And he cut new ground. You know, he went new places. So.
As do you. I mean, you are sort of connected to that genre, but people shouldn't think that you're doing standard stuff necessarily in the vein of like a Harry Connick Jr. It's a little funkier, a little you know the best way to show is for people to listen to a little more. This is a song that I heard on your website. People can hear it and download it. That I like, called Slow Kitty, and give us a sense of what you do. Yeah.
Yeah, Slow Kitty. It's a song about one of the main characters at the Hotel Alto Nido, where the whole Swanktown stories take place, and we like to call her the Slow Kitty because she does everything real slow. And she's got this cat. She's got a very close relationship with this cat. When she says me, the cat says ow. They're very, very close. When the Slow Kitty looks at you, if she likes you, she gives you a look you could pour on a waffle.
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to know the Slow Kitty, believe me, everybody does.
And that's, you know, everybody's in the mood for a little pussy cat now and then. So
go, Dave, go.
Let us meow now with Jeffrey Tozer.
Meow.
Meow Kitty.
Yeah.
Slow Kitty, sorry.
Slow Kitty.
Slow Kitty from Jeffrey Tozer and, actually, I never mentioned the band, the Swank Pharaohs.
Jeffrey Tozer and his swing.
His, your swing. They're not just the swing.
The drummer recommended that we say his instead of the.
Okay.
That was his idea.
Yeah. Any musicians that we know, or these are Los Angeles folks?
These are mostly Los Angeles folks. On that track, it was a drummer named Rob Brill,
mm-hmm.
and a bass player named Don Patterson. I'm sorry, the bass player on that track was Al Gazzam.
Al Gazzam.
Also known as Sheldon Gomberg. He's a local L.A. guy.
Yeah, only a Jewish guy would change his name to Al Gazzam. Right?
The two of them together call themselves Cream Nut.
I don't even want to go there.
You
see really
what I'm saying?
Oh, by the way, speaking of getting people crossed in who's who, people should also know that when they're Googling you, and if you've ever been Googled, you know how painful that can be, you are not... There's another Jeffrey Tozer.
I know.
There's an Australian pianist, and it was completely freaking me out because I was taking all these notes.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly noticed that he's been performing for 40 years, and he's got like 25 records out doing Debussy and Mozart.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's not you at all.
No, not me at all. And actually, he's much more successful than I am, and it's kind of kind of getting to me, and it confuses my mother quite a bit. So it's,
yeah, she invites him home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't have a place at the table anymore. You know, he shows up.
Have you ever met him? Have you ever talked to him?
No. Somebody ran across him listening to some classical music on an airplane ride. Said, I didn't know you played Debussy.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't not much, but. In my first 40 years in the business, I was mostly Debussy and Shostakovich, Rachmaninoff.
And now you're Boz Scaggs meets Tim Hardin, kind of.
There you go. Sure.
Meets Warren Zevon. You always got to stick the Zevon in there, which is way cool.
You got to get the tang in there. You got to get the twist.
Was he why was he such a big influence? Because you seem to make him a very prominent. Is he a continuation of that whole swank motif?
I think it's just his sort of. Weird take on things. His very, very idiosyncratic view, and I just admired him so much as a songwriter. You know, someone who just rigidly held to the things he, the way he saw the world, mm-hmm. and that's to me, that's sort of always the ideal of how to present things. Is to say, here's this point of view. However you much may agree or disagree with it, it's just mine, and so, boom, there you are. And I think he did that better than almost anybody. You just never got the feeling he was swayed by anything, but just saying, well, here's the way I see it, twist it or not.
Actually, he was swayed by alcohol for about 10 years.
Well, yeah.
Have you been able to not, I mean, it's so obvious for a jazz musician or jazz pop musician in your vein to sort of go into the real world of swank, uh-huh. which means like constant and endless binging and drinking, or are you vegan?
No, not vegan. I'm a meat eater. I'm a meat eater and a scotch drinker, but I drink a lot less scotch than I used to, I'm very happy to say. So,
was it ever a problem, or was it just you got older and you're like, I don't need to drink so much anymore?
I pretty much got older and said I didn't need to drink so much, and realized no way to sustain that pace anymore, so you gotta be much more intelligent about handling things. So.
Well, and speaking of sustaining a pace, and you were talking also about the quote-unquote more successful Jeffrey Tozer.
Uh-huh.
Are you making a living as a musician doing what you do? And how?
Yeah.
I mean, from gigs or from the... And we'll talk about the CDs, of course, but how?
Yeah, well, actually, there's two ways. I've got songs of mine in movies, and I get a publishing income from that.
What films?
Well, as a movie came out about 8 years ago called Car 54, Where Are You?
Yeah, well, it was a remake of the TV show, sure.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And I got some songs in that. I got some songs in some HBO movies. A movie called Sunset Heat, Dennis Hopper.
Cool.
A movie called Sensations with Eric Roberts.
Okay, all right.
You may or may not have heard of these. They're not blockbuster successes, but let me tell you.
Well, Sunset Heat did well.
They keep playing them around the world, and they keep sending me money. BMI sends me a check, two checks every 3 months, and I'm like paying the rent with it, so it's...
That is nice.
It's a good thing. And my daily bread and butter comes from playing in clubs, you know, singing my original stuff and a lot of standards as well. I'm working at a place in Laguna Beach right now called Laguna Hotel.
Very nice.
Which actually is sort of the inspiration for the Alto Nido Hotel. It's a very old school, built about 100 years ago in the middle of this old town on the beach,
mm-hmm.
right on the sand. And there are definitely some ghosts in the Laguna Hotel, like there are some ghosts in the Alto Nido Hotel as well. So, Well, but I do a lot of lounge singing. That's my main thing. Private, this time of year, a lot of private parties.
Do you get to always do that persona, or do you sometimes have to be more Jeffrey Ross, kind of typical cabaret Mark Nadler?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a really good question. It's actually a bit of a challenge to be able to do that persona. But I've got it kind of working to the point now where I can pretty much do it at will, unless there's a real specific request for this or that kind of thing. Otherwise, I do my stuff my way, and I also do when they're looking for a lot of standards, I kind of do them in my own way, you know.
Right.
I was just at the cast party at Birdland last Monday, and did a version of Lady's a Tramp that, you know, it has a particular swank appeal, I like to think, to
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Many people have said that to me, and I'd like to believe them, so. But, no, that's a really good question, because it's a challenge when you don't have a hit to be able to put your own DNA on the stuff that you do. And, you know, I've been at this for a few years now, so I've kind of worked it into a place where I can do songs that people know in my way, in addition to my songs in my swank way. So,
speaking of which, let's hear another of your swanky compositions.
Which
one shall we hear right now? You mentioned a couple that were...
There's a little song called Wouldn't That Be Nice? It's actually it's a song that kind of describes it's a song about talking to dead people is what it is.
And lovely.
I don't know if anybody out there has ever talked to dead people. I know I have, and it's worked into the story with the ghost,
a few
the ghost in the hotel.
Qualified, but well, no. Like, move. I'm sorry.
There you go. And it's called Wouldn't That Be Nice, and it's if you listen carefully to the lyric, you get in the third verse, you get the payoff about what it means to be able to talk to people who are dead. So,
Jeffrey Tozer and his swank pharaohs being able to talk to the dead. Wouldn't that be nice?
Hey, everybody, cats and kittens, fellow travelers, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, this is Jeffrey Tozer coming to you from Dave's Gone By on WGBB Radio, AM 1240 in Freeport.
We are talking with Jeff Tozer, and we've been listening to him and his swank pharaohs playing that very particular kind of funky, old-style, American pop, jazzy, bluesy thing that is almost a unique thing to himself. But I do have to ask, are there folks, I asked you maybe before about musical influences, what about the musicians and bands and artists that you listen to now, for both for fun and also to kind of get, since they're in the same genre, but also way out of it?
Man, I tell you, I listen to Johnny Cash. not very contemporary, but
yeah, not anymore. Well, he goes back with the song you just did about the dead people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk to Johnny if we need to. I must say I'm sort of rooted in. I mean, the genesis of what I'm doing came from many, many nights in piano bars playing standards, and you know it kind of grew from that, and then. You know, I think I put it into the contemporary way that it's done now. But I don't know who else is doing anything in that kind of a vein right now. So.
Right. But I mean, in other words, you mentioned a little earlier, like Elvis Costello, but he tends to go into your vein.
Well, he's definitely got more of that.
Rephrase that one, yeah.
Yeah, that vein.
I'm thinking
he's got more of that pop. Yeah. Twist of things, you know.
But do you listen to any rock artists? Do you listen to any reggae or blues or really not?
I listen to everybody. I listen to Spanish radio on Sundays in L.A. Just because I don't understand a word they're saying, but it just the energy and the rhythms just inform a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. It's it's
okay.
I don't know. Where we can go with that, you know.
All right. So. Well, then you can... There was a... I mean, if there was a bodega in Swanky Town, it was run by Ricky Ricardo.
Okay.
I mean, you can sort of say that it's in
all right,
that
that's
era.
Good. I like that.
You
know, yeah,
grease
yeah,
up
yeah.
The hair
Cuban
a little
Pete,
bit.
He's out there banging his conga drum.
Right. Cuban... Now, these kinds of characters that you're talking about.
Right.
It goes even for you beyond music alone. Because there's kind of this whole novel... Or a novella, or I'm not even sure what it is that you're blogging on your web. Well, just tell the folks what it's all about.
Well, it's the ongoing stories of the characters in Swanktown, specifically the regular habitués of the Royal Palm Court, which is the piano bar at the Alto Nido Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the guy playing the piano, singing the songs, talking about the characters in Swanktown. There's the mayor, Mr. Lucky, who might be the luckiest person you ever met. He is so lucky.
How lucky is he?
Let me tell you how lucky he is. I'm glad you asked, because when he drops a $20 bill,
mm-hmm.
he bends down and he picks up a $50 bill. Oh, yeah, this guy's so lucky. If you're in the same room with him, good things start to happen to you.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy is so lucky when he offers a lady a seat on the bus,
yeah.
she sits on his lap.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's a lucky guy.
That's lucky.
This guy is so lucky when he smiles, his teeth light up.
That's lucky.
And when he winks, it makes the phone ring, and it's good news, and it's for you.
Yeah.
You want to know Mr. Lucky. And we made him the mayor of Swanktown. There's Mr. Lucky. There's Dr. Peculiar.
Okay.
Who,
can I be him, or is he already...
You can be Dr. Peculiar.
Thank you.
Dr.
Okay.
Peculiar's pining away. He's got a permanent torch going for his old girlfriend who left him the other... Well, she left him quite some time ago. But Dr. Peculiar's famous for mixing up all his original elixirs and potions to mend a broken heart. That's what he's a heart doctor. He fixes broken hearts. And he can fix everyone's broken heart but his own.
Uh-huh.
And that's Dr. Peculiar. And then there's the slow kitty that we talked about.
Yes, indeed.
There's Cosmo, the hotel poet. He falls in love about once a day.
Right.
Yeah. He also runs the flower shop.
Oh, wait. Does he fall in love with boys or girls?
No, all girls.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. And there are, of course, the ghosts. There's Abigail and Maud and Lorenzo Fallujah, the Italian designer.
Lorenzo
Fallujah.
Yeah.
He's very famous for designing the world's swankest tuxedo.
That's a cool bag, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He designed this tuxedo that's so swank, it not only makes dinner reservations, but it picks up the tab for you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there we go. And finally, there's the dog, Mika, who sits at the foot of the piano. Doesn't say much, but her fur changes color depending on her mood. She wears an emerald-encrusted dog collar. As a rule. And the thing about Mika is that she knows the secret of life.
Really?
But she won't tell anybody. So, she's good to have around, but unfortunately, she won't tell you the secret of life.
Not even extra kibble?
She told it to me once, but I forgot.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
I got the first couple of words. It's arf. Arf, woof, arf, but...
Yeah.
That was just preamble.
Yeah.
I was just like, feed me and I'll tell you more.
It was a tease, you know.
Yeah.
I know the secret of life. Forget the fact that the dog can talk, you know.
Right.
So, anyway.
Anywho, these and other characters can be read about in the sort of a journal blog that you keep on. What is the website again? What is the URL?
Slycrooner.com.
Slycrooner.com.
Right.
And that is the website also where people can hear selections of your song.
Yeah, the songs on
the full song, MP3. Not the 30 seconds.
No, too, no. The whole boat. Yeah.
Can people buy your CDs?
Yes, they can buy the CDs at cdbaby.com.
Cool.
To which there's a link from the website.
Right. You know? What are the names of your CDs, just so people know?
Well, one is called Jeffrey Tilzer and His Swank Pharaohs.
Oh, that's a creative title.
Yeah. And the other one is called Jeffrey Tilzer and the Swank Pharaohs 2. No, they're actually called the Red CD and the Blue CD.
Oh, that's bad, yeah.
The next one is going to be the Yellow CD.
At least they're not doing the Peter Gabriel thing, where he named his first 8 albums Peter Gabriel.
Ah.
And people still knew what the hell he was talking about. It's like, which album was that? Oh, it's on Peter Gabriel.
He's very... Oh,
yeah.
The early Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
When it was really the good stuff, you know.
True. Well, post-Genesis, though. I mean, and post-Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy as well. We're talking, 1970s, not...
Late in the Old Testament.
O-O's, yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, where do you see yourself going with, as a musician, with the Swanktown, with the Pharaohs, 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, you know, I just want to do what I'm doing and more of it, you know? I want to work with other singers and other players in different venues. I mean, I'm happy what I'm doing right now. I just want to do more of it in a kind of a bigger way. So I'm not looking to change and do a different thing. I just want to keep working on this thing and keep doing it because I actually love what I do, you know? So I want to do more of it.
Well, we're going to hear Jeffrey Tozer and his Swank Pharaohs doing just a little bit more of it as we go out on Drinking Water from Your Hands. But before we play that, of course, I want to thank him for swinging in, doffing his hat, and swanking in to the neighborhood at Davis Combine. Thank you, Jeffrey. I wish you best of luck with the music. And remember, everybody, slycrooner.com to find out more about Jeffrey Tozer and the music that sounds like this.